Do you ever lift your head up from your phone, look around, and think to yourself, my God, everything is weird? Well, we do. A lot. This is the Observation Station, a unique, entertaining, and hilarious podcast. If we observe it, we talk about it. Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
Let's get weird and let's have some fun. This is the Observation Station. And now your host, Tommy Heights.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, fellow observers, this is Tommy Heights, your host, back with another episode of the Observation Station. Hope you guys have been keeping your eyes out, looking at the news, and then shutting it off immediately. Today's episode is going to be about the depth of human creativity. So to start off here, I just wanted to have it where, just to have a public statement announcement. Please, people, get off of your phones when you're driving, dealing with too much of this on the highway. So if anybody's listening to this, stop texting and driving. It's going to segue into my next part here, which is the depth of human creativity, which is the basis of this episode. The phone has been where everybody's face has just been glued, just absolutely vacuumed into the phone. The creativity is falling far off of what back in the day when we were drawing and having different things we were making in class to just like art class. Nowadays, you ask somebody, hey, you know, what's something that you can do creatively? I don't know. Look, even playing an instrument, you come up with different melodies, sounds, things of that nature. Or basketball, a lot of things now aren't as creative as I feel like they were in the 80s and 90s. It just seems to be boring. You know, the basketball is not as cool as the early 2000s when there was like Tracy McGrady, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Vince Carter. Those were the days. The All-Star games were fun to watch. Nowadays, you have it, it's like, it feels like no one's even trying at these All-Star games. So the creativity isn't even there anymore when people would be trying to showcase dunks and crazy stuff. But now it is inherently where it's not like the 90s kids or the 80s kids where when you grew up, you kind of were thrown outside saying, get out there and play with your friends, baseball, BMX, biking, whatever it was. So an example was back in the day, I used to have a scooter. I loved the scooter. Nowadays, you don't see too many people doing like razor scooter tricks. It's now more like electric scooters that cut you off in traffic going 15 miles an hour. And you're like, why is this guy on the road? So used to have it where you'd go to the skate park with the scooter. People would be with rollerblades, skateboards, you name it. So that was the place where people would come up with cool tricks, meet friends, have it where it's like, oh man, let's try that trick. Let's think about it here. So that was fun. You go out there, make things happen. Maybe try to be like Tony Hawk's pro skater with one of the skateboards out there. Figure out very quickly that they make it look much easier on the game than trying to jump up with a skateboard. You think to yourself, why is it that I can't, I'd say you feel like you've made 100,000 ollies on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. When you get on that board and try to ollie where you've never done that before, it's not as easy as it looks. It's kind of like golf or ice skating. It's easier on TV than when you have to actually play the game. So other ways that creativity is put into place now could be adult coloring books. I love to do that. Some of the things that people don't understand is that colored pencils make a complete difference where you buy them. Crayola, great. Once you're an adult and have the means to invest a little bit more into your colored pencils, it's really great because different colors can be used to shade. since they're a higher quality, say like a Faber-Castell, F-A-B-E-R-C-A-S-T-E-L-L. Great German company. It's expensive for these pencils. It's a therapeutic thing. So it's an investment in yourself. So the ways that that has helped myself with getting creative is the patience behind these adult coloring books. There is a lot more intricate patterns. In turn, when you finish them, it is so much better to have it where, you know, I mean, you feel accomplished to have, I mean, I know I'm stuttering here, but it's like if I could only show you the photos that I've done with these, you feel like, wow, I'm an artist. Someone could say you're just coloring, but it takes you maybe a couple of hours to do this. If you're really dedicated and not just trying to have it where it's like, oh, I'm just going to make all this green, all of this red. Once the patterns start becoming to be made on there and you start seeing it come into life, that's when it's like, whoa, this is crazy. Because you're accomplished, especially when it starts becoming where you learn how to shade. When you shade, it's like, whoa, this is bringing these photos to life. So that's another example. I play acoustic guitar, which fingerstyle was the preferred mode for me. And you could make all the different notes go up and down, up and down, up and down with each singular note. Usually a lot of times on music videos, you're hearing a complete strum. So it's like, instead of a lot of the people where you hear maybe solos, a lot more of the, like a fingerstyle where it's like individual notes. Where it's like, bam, 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 bam. It might be strumming, though it's the easiest kind of audibly to listen to it, but acoustic is nice since you don't have to always have a speaker or amplifier with you at all times. That's just what makes it more portable than an electric guitar. So it gives you the ability to be on the move. I'm just giving, you know, options and ideas. It could be where stand-up comedy, I like I've been mentioning many episodes before, stand-up is something that is needed for me to step out of my shell, get up there, get heckled. That's the biggest thing that I'm worried about, but you have to be understanding there's going to be somebody that's heckling in the crowd. I don't know why somebody seems that would be a great way to come out into a crowd and start to yell. It's like the only thing that I've ever heard somebody go in there and start yelling about. If you go into like an orchestra or a band, like you're watching a band play, do you ever have it where the orchestra is, you know, silently, dun, 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 dun. And I've never to this day heard an audience member at an orchestra go, louder, louder, I can't hear that. What? Can you tell them to turn the music? You know, you never hear somebody like that. Though at stand-up, it seems like these people are thinking they're on stage and they just start yelling obscenities. It's like, what the hell's talking? Why are you talking in this show? They go, oh my God, you know, you can't give us advice. It's like, what? Why are these people doing this? So, look, if it's figured out where it's said in your own mind, oh, I have no creativity, I'm just kind of a Joe Schmo, nothing has come up that is like where I make, you know, spectacular this, that, or the other, so I'm just a kind of a normal Joe Schmo. Okay, well, you know, nobody's going to want to ever talk to you because you're just going to be the same cookie cutter human everybody sees all the time. So needing to be standing out of the crowd, that is what's going to get you the good looking woman. It's going to get you the friends that are not like cookie cutter because you're going to attract what you are. So another way to approach life itself and saying, wow, I'm not getting what I'm wanting right now. This is where the creativity comes into play. Look at what you're reading, watching, listening to all the time. When you hear a bunch of CNN or just news negatively talking about how the world's, you know, doing this, doing that, people are like this, and that rhetoric is constantly put into your head, your creativity is going to be not very high, because all you're doing is looking at headlines that are made to shock you, where you can regurgitate it back to the people. And that's all that is there. You're not being creative. All you're doing is reading and regurgitating to people. So that's not going to be conducive for somebody to have extra spice in their life, that it's like, whoa, this guy's different. And you can't say in a good or a bad way, but people like different. That's why when you see something like a new song come out, you're like, oh, let me try this out. Never heard something like this. And you hear it, it's like, well, can't put my finger on it. I like it. It sounds different. Well, that's what makes you kind of like it, is it's new. So figuring another way to have it where it's like, okay, I was mentioning before, you don't have what you want in your life. Take a look at some books you could read here. It is not fun. Hell, I'm out there all the time listening to books saying, this is boring. Shit sucks. I mean, it's terrible. I don't want to be reading books. I hate reading books. The only time I liked reading books was when it was like Pizza Hut Book It, where I lied and got free personal pan pizzas. It's the only time I liked reading with open quotes in the air. So the rest of this is for doing proper training of the mind. If you're going to say, hey, look, I don't want to do this, it's just, hey, you know, the worst part of it is sitting there and concentrating and not scrolling through your phone or doing this other stuff, really absorbing the content you're listening to, like How to Win Friends and Influence People, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. That's a very good book. Especially when it comes down to negotiations, I'd have to say, if there's a book you got to read, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss is a very good one. And Robert Greene, 48 Laws of Power, stuff like that, Art of War, Art of Seduction. Art of War with Sun Tzu, but like Art of Seduction, Robert Greene. These are things that need to be put into your library. If it's not going to be where you figure, I need to improve myself, well, then just stop. Stop today. You're going to be the same as you were yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. If it's just like, I'm not going to improve. I'm just going to do this. So I'm just going to be the same. I'm not going to be good. Leave it up to the big guy. I'm a little guy. You know, no one's even caring what I do anyways, because no matter how hard I work, I always get my heart broken. You may not even audibly say that, but it might be inside of the soul. So you project it out. A lot of things that people don't say is projected out, even when people don't even know who you are. It could be sitting in a coffee shop, somebody looks and like, man, that guy doesn't, the energy doesn't flow correctly. That could be picked up with people. So it's all about a choice of how the projection into the world, where absorption of the manifestation of the aura you give out there is being brought back. That's where it's like, okay, I got to get a better attitude to have it where more things happen in my life. It's another way of thinking. Be resourceful. Don't have it where it's like, oh, I'm just going to be the way I'm always. You live in the United States or other countries that, you know, you got the internet. I mean, if you're in a country where there's no internet like North Korea or Cuba, well, you got a problem. Over here, you have the internet. You got stuff that you can look on YouTube and watch on Spotify for podcasts or listen to the Observation Station. You know, come on. I'm here to just give a radical explanation of my eyes to the world. If you don't like it, I mean, there's billions of people. Somebody's not going to like it, but there are people that like it. That's why you're here. So it's all about the choices that you make. So with that being said, it's going to be wrapping up this episode of the Observation Station. Next episode, tune in, because it's going to be what your airline choices says about you. All right. Well, take it easy. Stay safe. Keep observing and make it a good week, year, decade, however it needs to be. Let's get this thing going where you have good creativity. Keep it sparking, brainstorming, never stop. Keep adapting, be resourceful. All right. Take it easy, everybody.
You've
been listening to The Observation Station. We find everyday life and everyday situations hilarious. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And be sure to tell a friend about the show. That would help too. See you next time on The Observation Station.